Champs, Konya, February 1246. Bidding fair to be an eventful day, the morning proceeded faster than usual, and the sky hung low and grey. Late in the afternoon I found Rumi in his room sitting by the window, his forehead creased in contemplation, his fingers moving restlessly over rosary beads. The room was dim on account of the heavy velvet curtains being half-closed, and there was a strange wedge of daylight that fell upon the spot where Rumi sat, giving the whole scene a dreamy quality. I couldn't help but wonder whether Rumi would see the real intention behind what I was about to ask him to do, or would he be shocked and upset? As I stood there absorbing the serenity of the moment, but also feeling slightly nervous, I had a glimpse of a vision. I saw Rumi, a much older and frailer version of himself, clad in a dark green robe and sitting in exactly the same spot, looking more compassionate and generous than ever, but with a permanent scar on his heart, in the shape of me. I understood two things at once, that Rumi would spend his old age here in this house, and that the wound left by my absence would never heal. Tears pricked in my eyes. "Are you all right? You look pale," said Rumi. I forced myself to smile, but the burden of what I was planning to say next weighed heavily on my shoulders. My voice came out a bit cranky and less forceful than I intended. "Not really. I am very thirsty, and there is nothing in this house to quench my thirst. Would you like me to ask Kara what she can do about it?" Rumi asked. "No, because what I need is not in the kitchen. It is in the tavern. I am in the mood to get drunk, you see." I pretended not to notice the shadow of incomprehension that crossed Rumi's face, and I continued. "Instead of going to the kitchen for water, would you go to the tavern for wine?"
"You mean you want me to get you wine?"
Rumi asked, pronouncing the last word cautiously, as if afraid of breaking it. "That's right. I'd so much appreciate it if you would get us some wine. Two bottles would be enough, one for you, one for me. But do me a favor, please. When you go to the tavern, don't just simply get the bottles and come back. Stay there for a while. Talk to the people. I'll be waiting here for you. No need to rush." Rumi gave me a look that was half irritated, half bewildered. I recalled the face of the novice in Baghdad who had wanted to accompany me but cared too much about his reputation to take the plunge. His concern for the opinions of others had held him back. Now I wondered if his reputation was going to hold Rumi back too. But to my great relief, Rumi stood up and nodded. "I have never been to a tavern before and have never consumed wine. I don't think drinking is the right thing to do. But I trust you fully, because I trust the love between us. There must be a reason you have asked me to do such a thing. I need to find out what that reason is. I'll go and bring us wine." With that he said goodbye and walked out. As soon as he was out of the room, I fell to the ground in a state of trance. Grabbing the amber rosary Rumi had left behind, I thanked God over and over again for giving me a true companion, and prayed that his beautiful soul would never sober up from the drunkenness of divine love.